Good morning.
早。
How are you?
你们好吗？
One of the things I look for when I visit other churches.
有一件事情是我到别的教会去看的时候想到的。
I look to see if people are smiling.
我看到每一个人都有笑容在他脸上。
To see if they're enjoying their relationship with their Lord.
我们来看我们是不是跟我们的主有一个很好的关系，享受的关系。
And whether they are at peace and rest in His presence.
他们是否是在主里面有享受到平安与安息？
I think you can see God is shaking everything that can be shaken.
或许我们可以看到神正在动摇一切可动摇的东西。
And that before God shakes the world, He has already taken the church through a time of shaking and sifting.
当神要震动这个世界的时候，神已经开始在震动这个教会。
Shaking and sifting reveals what kind of foundation something is built on.
在震动与动摇这个地方的时候，我们是要看它的根基是建立在什么的上面。
And I believe you can see that the church in the past 3 to 5 years has already been through a time of sifting and shaking.
我们相信在我们可以看得到，在过去的3到5年之间，教会被震动。已经震动过很多次了。
This morning I'd like to share with you a message I've already shared with the church at Elmhurst.
今天早上我要来跟你们分享是一个信息，我在 Elmhurst 教会曾经分享过的。
I first came across the concept when I was studying a book on leadership by Brother Frank DiMaggio.
这个思想是从我跟我的朋友在一本书上面叫做 Leadership 领导人思想里面得来的。
And this past year, the Lord took the concept and brought it back to me, and spent some time studying in Nehemiah.
这几年神就将这个启示又放到我的里面，然后让我回到再重新去读尼希米记。
You remember that Nehemiah was burdened with the understanding that the walls were broken in Jerusalem.
记不记得尼希米他是一个先知，他对的。耶路撒冷城墙被破坏有很大的负担。
And he processed that burden through intercession and ultimately made a request to the king to be excused to go.
他将这负担放在祷告里面，而也就让当时的王让他能够回到耶路撒冷去重建。
But more than just the walls, there is also specific attention to the gates.
但不仅仅是那个城墙，更重要是那些门。
In chapter 1, verse 3,
在尼希米记一章第三节
the latter part of verse 3 says, The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire.
在尼希米记第一章第三节的后半段，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被毁焚烧。
Three different times in chapter 2, we have the gates have been destroyed by fire.
在第二章里面有三个部分讲到这个城门被毁焚烧。
In the latter part of chapter 2, Nehemiah says, Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, when we will no longer be in disgrace.
在第二章最后面说，尼希米说，来吧，让我们来重建这城墙。
My conviction is that God does the very same thing with the church.
我的负担在这上面，神正在对教会正在做一件相同的事情。
There are times when there is renovation that takes place in a church.
这是一个时候教会要被重新建造。
How many of you have ever renovated a part of your home?
在这里面有多少人？我们曾经对自己家里面有一些翻修。
The kitchen, the bathroom.
厨房或是浴室，请你们举手。
You know that it's a very messy process.
你知道这是一个很乱的一个过程。
But if you understand that it is temporary, you can live with it.
但是如果我们知道这只是一个暂时的，我们就可以撑过去。
Because you know that the end product will be greater, better than what you started with.
因为我们知道我们要得着的终产物是比原来的更好。
There is renovations that take place in the church because sometimes there are attitudes and understandings, things we think are spiritual that perhaps were never spiritual after all.
在教会重建的时候，我们有时候会觉得我们的属灵是不是从来没有达到那么高的程度。
And those kinds of attitudes and understanding get torn down in this process.
那这种态度，在这种态度的时候，在教会重建的时候就被 压到下面去了。
And then there's a process of building up that takes place after that.
但是重建的过程里面把我们重新带起来。
It may take 3 to 6 years for that process to take place in a church.
这个教会重建的整个过程可能会花3到6年、3到5年。
This morning's message is about the rebuilding process.
这今天早上的信息是有关于这个重建的过程。
So that the rebuilding of the walls, of Jerusalem in Nehemiah's time is a foreshadow of a rebuilding process in a church.
在尼希米当时重建耶路撒冷城墙的过程，就是今天教会重建的一个影子。
In the same way that the tabernacle is a foreshadow.Of worship in the New Testament,
就如同会幕是今日教会敬拜神的一个前影一样。
The rebuilding of the walls is a foreshadow of the rebuilding of ministry in the New Testament church.
那耶路撒冷城墙的重建就是今日教会敬拜神地方重建的一个影子。
Today's message is going to be a little bit more like a workshop.
今天的信息会有点像在敬拜。
It's not going to be very much like a Sunday message.
不会像是一般的主日信息。
Sunday message is supposed to have 3 points.
主日信息应该有3要点。
Today we have 10.
今天我们有10个。
But we're going to persevere. We're going to make it.
我们可以过来的。我可以过来的。
If we can take a look at the walls of Jerusalem in Nehemiah's time.
如果我们看一下幻灯片，这个是尼希米当那时代耶路撒冷城墙的情况。
In the upper right-hand corner, we're going to, or close to the upper right-hand corner, we're going to begin with the sheep gates.
从右上边，我们先从羊门开始。
And the heavier dark line is the wall in Nehemiah's day.
深黑色的线条是指的是在尼希米时代的城墙。
We're actually going to be going counterclockwise.
我们是逆着时针走。
And we're going to end up back at the sheep gate.
我们会回到羊门。
Let's take a look at the first one, the sheep gate.
让我们看一下第一个羊门。
In 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 and 3, Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted you, but being examples to the flock.
彼得前书5章2到3节是这样说的，要牧养神所托付你们的羊群，甘心乐意地按照神的旨意照顾他们，不是出于勉强，不是为了酬报而工作，而是自动自发的侍奉，不是辖制你们所牧养的羊群，却要做羊群的榜样。
I think there's 3 key words here. There is care, serve, and example.
我想在这里有三个主要的关键字是关心、侍奉 ，and the last one
example.
榜样。
The sheep gate is.About shepherds taking care of the sheep.
羊门是讲到是牧羊人来照顾羊群们。
And when I share this at Elmhurst, we have a little bit of difficulty.
当我在Elmhurst 教会分享这个信息，我们有一点点的困难。
Because in an urban society, you don't have very many sheep around.
因为在那个地方，我们没有太多的羊。
So shepherd and sheep is a little bit like a foreign concept.
所以这个牧羊人跟羊之间这种概念有一点点就是比较虚空的概念。
But shepherds take care of their sheep.
但牧羊人照顾羊群。
Sometimes we ask ourselves the question, where's brother so and so?
有时候我们会问我们自己一个问题，这个弟兄不知道到哪里去了。
Have you seen sister?Sister Lynn lately.
你最近有没有看到林姐妹啊？
Where is she?
她到哪里去了
？Have you seen her?
你有没有看过她
No, I haven't seen her. Have you seen her?
那我没有很久没有看到她了。你呢
How about Brother Tommy?
Tommy 弟兄呢
Oh, he's always here.
哦，他总是在这里。
But Where are they?
但是这些弟兄姐妹到哪去了?
Oh, they went to visit their daughter in Virginia.
Oh, 他到, 维吉尼亚州去拜访他的, 家人。
Or maybe they're on vacation.
或是他们去度假去了。
But maybe.
但或者,
they're in the hospital.
他们在医院里面。
And we didn't know.
而我们不知道。
So we call that slipping through the cracks. They're falling through the cracks.
Oh, 所以他们正在 堕落毁灭中。
The restoration of the sheep gate is implementing a way to take care of the sheep that the sheep don't get lost.
重建羊门是在于讲说如何来照顾羊们，而使这些羊不至于迷失。
The larger the congregation, the more administration it takes to keep that from happening.
越大的教会，越多的执事同工们需要，包含在这个工作里面。
It's very easy for the youth group just to pick up the telephone or text message each other and find out where is the missing brother or sister.
对于年轻人来讲很容易，只要拿起电话或是上网。
But when you have a congregation of 150, 200 and more,
但如果说我们的教会有超过150人、200人或更多,
it becomes more challenging.
那就更困难度就更高了。
Where is brother so and so?
这个弟兄到哪里去了呢?
I'm not sure.
我不清楚。
Let's call, let's find out.
让我们来打电话问问看。
It's part of shepherding.
这就是, 牧养的一部分。
It's part of caring.
关心照顾的一部分。
Some churches that are 800 or 1,000 or more have a very elaborate system of follow-up.
有一些教会它的人数超过800甚至1,000，这些工作是非常辛苦的。
And requires a large degree of administration to implement that follow-up.
需要许多的人力来介入这个照顾的事工里面。
I believe it's like a garden.
我相信这就像是在照顾一个花园一样。
When I was younger, I used to have tomato plants in my garden.
当我小的时候，我们家里面有番茄树。
As those the plants grew up and the tomatoes got larger,
就像番茄树慢慢长大的时候，那番茄越来越大的时候，
the plant would bend over and the tomatoes would end up on the ground.
那植物因为承受不了番茄重量，就会弯曲，然后以至于那番茄就会。 碰到地上,
and then the tomatoes would get spoiled.
那番茄就烂掉了。My
mother taught me to take a wooden stake, drive it in the ground, and then tie the tomato plant to the wooden stake for support.
我妈妈教我用一根木棍子插到土里面，把那个番茄树绑在那木棍上面，有一个支持。That
wooden stake represents administration in the church.
这木棍就象征着教会的执事。Administration
is not the end goal.
这执事的本身不是一个结果。The
purpose of administration in the church is to help the fruit develop fully.
教会执事的目的是在于帮助果子去发展成熟。Does
that make sense?
有。
We can spend a lot of time on administration, and that's good.
我们可以花很多时间在执事上面，而且非常好，有效果。
But the purpose of church administration is to protect the fruit.
但教会执事的目的是在于保护那些果子。
Okay. So the sheep gate speaks of the restoration of feeding the sheep when they have been brought to faith in Christ.
所以讲到，羊门是讲到是恢复喂养那些因信进入基督的羊群们。
Okay, as we go through chapter 3, the next one we find in verse 3 is the fish gate.
然后我们到了尼希米记第三章第三节，讲到鱼门。It's
the restoration of the evangelist to equip the saints to preach the gospel.
鱼门讲到是恢复传道者来装备圣徒出去传福音。But
is the evangelist the only one who preaches the gospel?
但是不是只有传道者才他们仅仅他们来传道呢？
No, we've all been called to be fishers of men.
哦，所有弟兄姐妹都被叫入到鱼门里面来。But
when I look out over a congregation like this, one of the questions in my heart is, who among us are the evangelists?
但是当我看到像这样子的一个教会的时候， 我问我自己一个问题，谁是我们中间的传道的弟兄姐妹？
Who among us has the gifting to equip the rest of us in evangelism and sharing the gospel?
在我们中间哪些弟兄姐妹有那些神给的恩赐来可以装备每一个圣徒来出去来传达福音？
If we don't know who the evangelists are among us, we need to ask.
如果我们不知道我们中间谁是传道者，我们必须要来问。
And the gift and may need to be developed.
而那些恩赐或许需要被培养发展。
Sometimes those with the gift of evangelist don't discover that gift until they go on a missions trip.
或许有一些有传道恩赐的弟兄姐妹不知道他们有那个恩赐，直到他们进入那个职场来服侍的时候。
And they come back to the church and they start motivating other people to give away freely what's been given to us.
当他们从外面服侍回来的时候，他们开始在教会里面来激励更多的弟兄姐妹起来服侍，起来做传道的服侍工作。
The third gate is the Jeshanah.
第三个门叫做耶撒拉门，又叫做古门。
Jeshanah means old.
耶撒拉意思是古老的意思。
Proverbs 22:28 says, "Do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your forefathers."
箴言22:28说，祖先划定的旧纪界你不可移动。
Previously, I shared a message with you about Isaac reopening the wells of his father Abraham.
在之前2007年的时候，我曾经跟你们分享一个信息，讲到以撒重新挖开他父亲亚伯拉罕的井。
This speaks of going back into church history and taking a look at those who laid down their life for the cause of the gospel before us.
这讲到教会以往的历史，重新去思想那些以往在教会里面做服事所做出来的成果。
Could be 10 generations ago, 5 generations ago.
可能是十代以前，可能是五代以前。
But it's even more important, or just as important, 1 and 2 generations ago.
但是同样的，就是第一代、第二代进来的一代、二代也是同样的重要。
Who was one of the founders of this church?
这教会的创建人是谁？
If you don't know, you should find out.
如果你不知道，我们或许应该去找出来。
What caused them to take the time to pioneer this work?
是什么原因让这些人能够来贡献的，有想到贡献他的力量来建造这个教会？
What kind of principles did they live their life by?
他们生活的原则是什么？
See, the Jeshanah Gate speaks of the restoration of the older foundational principles of the church.
老门讲到的是教会原最起初的一些建立的原则，它的基础。
In a culture, a North American culture that is so very much focused on self, it's a restoration of one of the principles is self-sacrifice.
在北美的教会里面，因为我们都非常的自我为中心，所以在教会的其中的一个原则里面就是自我牺牲。
How does this come about?
那这个又是讲到什么东西呢？
See, every generation has its emphasis of biblical principle.
每一个世代都有他们个别特别要强调的跟他们的困难的地方。
But it's where this generation looks at the previous generations that has come before and asks the question, what was the emphasis in that generation?
但是这个世代，当他看着上一个世代，他们去思想他们当年所强调的重点是什么的时候。
As Isaac was digging his own well, I believe he was thinking about his father.
就如同以撒当他在挖自己的井的时候，我相信他也想到他的父亲。
And as he was digging the wells of his father, he was thinking about Abraham.
当他在挖他父亲的井的时候，我也相信他想到他的先祖亚伯拉罕。
What did Abraham teach Isaac?
那亚伯拉罕到底教导了以撒什么？
When Abraham tied up Isaac and laid him on the altar,
当亚伯拉罕把以撒绑起来献上的时候，
as Isaac is redigging his father's well,
当以撒再重新来挖他父亲的井的时候，
I believe what may have come back to his mind.
我相信当年那一幕 或许又重新回到他的思想心里面
was the principle to obey God at any cost.
也就是不管在任何情况之下都来遵守神的命令这个原则。
When God spoke to Abraham and Abraham bound his son and put him on the altar, he was obeying at great cost.
当神叫亚伯拉罕将你的儿子以撒绑起献上的时候，亚伯拉罕是做了一切的牺牲。
It was a foreshadow of what our Heavenly Father would do with His Son.
那这就是我们天上父对他儿子所做的一个缩影。
We have much to be thankful for of those who have gone before us.
我们对以往的人有太多需要感恩的东西。
Because many of them sacrificed with their life.
因为过去的人有太多人牺牲他们的生命。
The next gate that we see in the restoration process is called the Valley Gate.
下一个门我们要看到的是称为谷门。
It speaks of the ministry of compassion or someone in particular going through a valley.
这谷门讲到是要有连续的执事，尤其是对那些正在经过低谷的人。
But if that valley happens to be a sin issue,Galatians 6 verses 1 and 2.
但这一个谷门也刚好讲到跟加拉太书六章一到二节讲到有相同的东西。
Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
加拉太书六章一到二节是这样说的，弟兄姐妹们，如果有人偶然犯了过犯，你们这些属灵的人就要用温和的方法纠正他们，你们自己也要小心，免得也受引诱，要彼此分担重担，这样就是成全基督的命令。
I think one of the things that we pray can pray before we come to a service like this,
我相信有一件事情我们可以做的是说在我们来到敬拜之前我们可以互相祷告
is, Lord, would you cause me to be a blessing today?
祷告的内容就是主啊，让我成为祝福的管道。
Would you show me someone whose burden I can help carry?
其实我在中间，谁有这个重担，我可以来帮忙帮助他。
Sometimes we come to the service thinking, "Oh, I hope I get blessed."
常常我们只想到说，我们来到这个聚会，是我能够得到什么样的祝福。
I had such a difficult week.
我有这么大的困难。
Or maybe, it was, so much stress.
或许是有这么大的压力。
And we recognize that some weeks some people have very difficult weeks and others had an easier week.
我们也很容易看到有一些人这一周是非常困难的度过，有一些人是比较容易的度过。
But with the valley, you don't have to go through the valley alone.
但在低谷里面，我们不需要自己单独的经过。
Sometimes it's very easy to sit back and to say, oh,I wonder what kind of sin they were into.
非常容易的，我们可以就是只是在那边看，我不知道他们有什么过错。
But God didn't ask us to judge them.
但神没有让我们去判断他们。
He asked us to carry each other's burdens.
他要我们是分享重担。
And if that's a sin burden, it needs to be lifted.
那就是同样真的必须要被举起来。
If it's a family burden, it needs to be lifted.
如果这是家庭的，那也必须要被移起来。
If it's a financial burden, it needs to be lifted.
如果是财务上面的，要彼此要付要付出啊，爸爸。
If it's an emotional burden,
如果是情绪上面的
，it needs to be lifted.
也要必须要来互相分担。
Some of our young people get involved in relationships.
有一些我们年轻弟兄姐妹，在一些关系上面。
And sometimes they go into the relationship thinking that this will ultimately develop into marriage.
有些人他们认为就是这样的关系会自然的引到婚姻里面去。
But if God's design for that relationship was temporary, was meant for a season instead of a lifetime.
但如果神的旨意是让这个关系只是一个暂时的，只是一时的，而不是永久一生的。
That coming to grips with the reality that relationship was only for a season. and not for a lifetime can be a very heavy burden.
那当我们看到这个关系只是一个暂时性的，而不是一个一生性的时候，这个关系就会变成一个很大的重担。
You can come out of a broken relationship feeling like a failure.
你可以从这个破碎的关系里面出来，但是感觉到自己像一个很失败的人。
Feeling rejected.
好像被人家排斥拒绝。
I'm not worthy to be loved.
我不值得被爱。
True, I know what it feels like.
是的，我知道那种感觉是什么。
I was rejected by the same person 3 times.
我被同一个人拒绝了三次。
And the third time, after the third time, I said, never again.
第三次以后我说再也不这样子了。
But it began to make me feel like I wasn't worth loving.
但让我开始觉得我不是不值得被爱的。
But you see, the relationship was only for a season. It was not for a lifetime.
你看到这个关系只是暂时的，而不是一生的。
And I am grateful to this day that God did not let me have my way.
但我感谢神的是，在这个时候，神没有让我用我自己的方法去做。
God gave me a wife who can support me in the ministry.
神给我一个能够支持我在教会事工上的妻子。
And is encouraging in the difficult times.
而且是在我困难的时候能够来给我一个鼓励。
When you find someone in a relationship that is had to go a different direction than expected,
当我们看到一些关系是会分道扬镳的时候
，have compassion on them,
有一点点同情心。
The fifth gate that is restored is called the dung gate.
第五个门称为粪场门。
I think it's obvious that where you have sheep, you have dung.
那很明显的，那你有羊，你就有他们排出来的东西。
It's simply a fact of life.
那只是生命的一部生活的一部分。
But it speaks of the removal of the waste and the garbage.
当我们讲到是把那些不需要东西挪除的时候
，It speaks of the intense ministry of the Holy Spirit to bring conviction of sin.
那讲到圣灵的指示是来定罪。并除去那些神所不能祝福的
，and remove those things that God cannot bless，
而且来除去那些神不能也不愿祝福的
，those attitudes，
那些态度
，those thoughts，
那些思想
，those things that no one else knows，
那些不为人知的
，that when the conviction of the Holy Spirit comes， we say yes, Lord。
当圣灵来的时候，他要来把它移除。
I agree, it has to go。
承认那些必须要被移除。
Lord, I repent of that sin.
是的，主，我向这些罪来悔改。
There is no sin stronger than the blood of Jesus.
在所有的罪里面，没有一样比耶稣基督宝血更有能力。
The blood is powerful to wash and to cleanse.
耶稣的宝血是如此的有能力，能够洗净一切。
There is no sin too strong.For the blood of Jesus.
没有一个罪大到耶稣的宝血不能洁净。
Since today is a little bit more like a workshop, I don't know. Should we take a break?
我们要不要休息一下
？Or should we keep on going?
我们就继续好了。
We're halfway through.
我们已经一半了。
You know, the entire wall was rebuilt in 52 days.
这整个门的重建是花了52天来重建。
Absolutely amazing.
当然，这是非常令人惊奇的。
That this project was completed in such a short time.
这整个过程就在这么短的时间来完成。
But even in the face of their enemies, they worked at it with all of their hearts.
即使在他们面对敌人的面前，他们还是这样尽力的去做。
This is a project that built community together.
这是一个过程，是一个计划，是要把整个会众聚集在一起。
Because they had a sense that.God was in this rebuilding project.
因为他们知道神在其中做这件事情。
They had an understanding that God chose a man to lead in the rebuilding project.
他们知道神选择了一个人来领导这件事情。
But that leader kept pointing the people back to the Lord.
但这个领导却指着每一个人要回到神那边去。
And help them to understand it wasn't they themselves that were going to get this project finished.
让他明白不是他们自己本身要能够把这个事情完成。
It was a project that God initiated that began with a burden in a heart.
是神开始将这个负担放到他的心里面。
But he chose to use his people.
但神选择用他的子民们。
Let's take a look at the next gate.
那我们看下一个门。
It's called the Fountain Gate.
下一个门叫做泉门。
It speaks of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in restoring his spiritual refreshment.
它讲到的是圣灵的知识来恢复属灵的新鲜。
Acts chapter 3, 19 through 21 speaks of repentance that comes first and the spiritual refreshing that comes afterward.
它讲到使徒行传第三章19到21节，讲到的是所以你们当悔改归正，使你们罪得以涂抹，这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到，主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督降临，天必留他，只等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来借着圣先知的口所说的。
I find it interesting that the dung gate comes before the fountain gate.
我发现这是很有趣的，就是粪场门在泉门之前。
The repentance of the old sin habits and patterns and attitudes and thoughts that are removed.
一切的悔改，一切的多余不洁净的东西要先被移除。
And then the ministry of the Spirit of God coming to bring refreshing.
然后圣灵的知识来恢复我们在属灵上面的新鲜度。
Do you know why some Christians are tired?
你知道为什么有些基督徒们会觉得很疲倦？
Sometimes it's the 80-20 rule.
I'm sorry.
80-20 rule.
Okay. 80-20 rule. 有些他们只是18-20岁左右。
That's where 80% of the people are receiving and 20% of the people are giving.
那就是我们所谓的80-20 rule， 就是80%人是得到20%人付出。
That's one reason they're tired.
这就是一部分的原因，他们会觉得很疲倦。
Another reason that Christians can be tired is because they're weary in well-doing. Weary in doing good.
有一些基督徒他们会觉得疲倦，是因为他们
weary，
他们
weary，
他们很对要做好感到忧虑。
Do you pray for the Sunday school workers?
你们是不是为了主日学的老师祷告呢？
Do you let them have a break?
你们有没有让他们有一点休息的时间？
They're a very valuable part of this ministry.
他们在这教会是非常有贡献、有价值的人。
Sometimes we think the adult ministry is very important and the children's ministry is secondary.
有时候我们会认为成人主日学重于儿童主日学。
But the children's ministry is a seed sowing kind of ministry.
但是儿童主日学就是像种子撒出去一样。
They're sowing seeds of the gospel seed into young hearts.
他们是将福音的种子撒在那年轻的年幼的心灵里面。
And it's challenging work.
在一个很挑战的过程里面。
Do you pray for those workers?
我们是不是为他们来祷告呢？
Do you give them an opportunity to have a break?
我们是否给他们有一点机会可以休息？
They might need one.
他们或许需要。
It's a very valuable ministry.
儿童主日学是一个非常重要有价值的服事。
They might need an opportunity to have a break so that they can be refreshed.
他们或许需要一个休息机会，所以他们能够来被重新新鲜。
See, when the ministry of the Holy Spirit comes and refreshes a person, it doesn't matter what the difficulty is, what the opposition from the enemy is. There's a joy in serving.
圣灵的知识来恢复属灵的新鲜度，不在于这个工作有多重要，或是不在于这个人的地位有多重要，也不在于敌人的攻击有多大。
Because,
他就是要让你来享受，来喜乐。
Because this vessel is full, not empty.
因为我们的这个心胸是充满的，不是空虚的。
The next one is called the Watergate.
下一个门叫做水门。
It has nothing to do with former President Nixon.
这跟前总统尼克森没有什么关系。
It's in the context of husbands and wives. It says, husbands, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
所以讲到就是以弗所书五章二十五、二十七节讲到的，做丈夫的你们要爱自己的妻子，好像基督爱教会。为教会舍命一样，他这样做是要借着他的话用水来洁净教会，使他荣美圣洁，没有瑕疵，没有任何污点或皱纹，好献给自己。
This is a ministry of the word that gets into the fine areas.
这是一个道的话的，只是要达到那个很细致的部分。
When a person takes a shower in the morning, it removes, or in the evening, it removes the body odor.
当一个人早上或下午洗澡的时候，是除去身上的味道。
And the person smells very fresh.
所以那个人会闻起来很新鲜，很香。
And I believe that the washing with water, through the word, is very similar to that.
我相信借着道用水来洗净。很像那个过程。
That it removes even the faintest hint of any kind of odor.
我相信这是洗净任何在看不到的，即使看不到的地方的味道。
It's a more intense kind of presentation and ministry of the word.
这讲到是更强烈的展现出那个教会执事的工作。
It gets right into the thoughts and the attitudes and the motives of the heart.
这讲到心里面的一些工作的部分。
It speaks to us of the restoration to Christ-centered living.
讲到的是我们恢复我们那以基督为中心的生活。
Gate number 8,
第八
is called the horse gate.
讲到是马门。
When the Israelites were delivered out of Egypt, Miriam sang a song that spoke about the horse and the rider.
当以色列人被领出埃及的时候，米里暗曾经唱了一首赞美诗，讲到了马。
What happened to the horse and rider？
马跟骑马人之间的关系是怎么样
？Horse and rider were thrown into the sea。
那骑马的跟马都被丢到海里面。
The Egyptian army that was chasing them。
那埃及的军队在追赶着他们。
Was drowned in the Red Sea。
在红海里面通通被淹死了。
The horse represented power.
马代表的是能力。
It represented military might.
讲到的是军队的能力。
It represents the power of the flesh and the carnal life.
讲到的是肉体和俗世的能力。
So the restoration of the horse gate speaks of the removal of that kind of fleshly power.
所以马门讲到是除去那一切从肉体来的能力。
It speaks of the restoration of the crucified life, where a person is dead to self and alive to Christ.
马门讲到的是恢复那十字架上面的生命，也就是向自己死、向基督活的生命。
It also speaks of the restoration of holiness.
也同样也讲到的是恢复圣洁的生命。
I would have thought that this gate would have come much earlier.
我会认为这个门应该会更早的来出现
，But it didn't.
但它没有。
The ninth gate is called the East Gate.
第九个门称为东门。
The East speaks of the coming of the Son of Man.
东代表的是人子来的方向。
The Magi came from the East.
The manager, 那个神从东边来，不是那个星象家从东边而来。
When Jesus came into Jerusalem, he rode the donkey through the east gate.
当耶稣要进耶路撒冷的时候，他骑着驴从东门进去。
It speaks of the restoration of expectancy for the return of Christ.
讲到恢复对基督再来的期盼。
Do you expect him?
我们期盼基督吗？
Is it on your mind?
在我们的心里面吗？
Do you realize that Jesus can come anytime?
我们真的知道基督随时会来吗？
I mean, there have been books written about Jesus coming in 2002 and then another one in 2007.
我知道有一些书讲到基督要在2002年来，有一些书讲到基督要在2007年来。
He didn't come.
基督没有来。
No man knows the day or the hour.
没有人知道那个时候那个时辰。
What's the point?
所以重点是什么呢？
The point is that we're ready every moment of every day for his return.
重点是在于我们随时随刻都准备着基督的再来。
We don't know when he's coming.
因为我们不知道什么时候基督要再来。
But we can look at the signs taking place in the earth.
但我们可以看、哦、在地球上面一切的、哦、象征的。
And we can see that his return is so much closer than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
我们可以了解从这些、哦、发生的事情里面，我们可以了解基督要再来的日子比十年前、二十年前更近了。
There's a renewal of the expectancy of his return.
这就在于对我们对基督再来的盼望的恢复。
The tenth gate, the final gate that we're going to talk about this morning.
最后第十个，第四个门。
Is called the inspection gate.
它称为检查的门。
It means assignment or appointment.
这个字本身讲的是一个任务或是一个任命。
It comes from another Hebrew word that means friendly visit.
这是从另外一个希伯来文而来的，讲的是友善的访问。
It's not the kind of inspection of an intense judgment.
这种检查不是一种很严格的那种判别的诊断。
But it's like a review of the troops.
而是一种好像对教会的一个细查。
Okay. It speaks of a divine appointment to review the readiness of the church for the next task.
他说到是一种神圣的任命，来细查教会是否已经准备好接受，他下一个任务。
The end goal is not just a rebuilding of the walls.
这最后的目的不是只是在于重建这些城墙。
The rebuilding of the walls is simply one step in a number of things God has in store for a city.
城墙的重建只是一个步骤，来准备下面更多许许多多的任务。
And when God takes a church through this restoration process, and maybe it takes two, three, four years for this restoration to take place.
神或许用了两三四年的时间来预备，来完成这个城墙修建的工作。
Perhaps it takes this inspection to see if the church is ready for its next task at hand.
或许用着这个检查的门来看教会是不是已经准备好来接受下一个使命。
Perhaps it's a specific outreach into the community.
或许是特别要到某一个社区里面。
Maybe it's taking on a particular social issue.
或许要拿掉某一个社交的活动。
Maybe it's getting involved in the process of stopping human trafficking.
或许是要停止一个人类的那个交通上面的问题。
Whatever the next step is.
不管下一个步骤是什么。
The rebuilding of the gates is not the final step.
城墙的重建，门的重建不是一个最后的一个步骤。
But there's simply an inspection that asks the question, is the church ready for the next task?
而只是一个检查的工作，看教会是不是已经准备好了要对下一个使命的准备。
And at the very end of chapter 3,
在第三章最后面，
it says, And between the room above the corner and the sheep gate, the goldsmiths and merchants made repairs.
Which is verse 32. Okay.
第三章最后面三十二节，银匠与商人在城的角楼和阳门中间修造。
It brings us back full circle.
让我们整个绕了一整圈，回到原来的起点。
I don't know if there's any significance to the fact that they went counterclockwise.
我不知道
这个整个重建是逆时间转向，有没有一个特别的意义？
But it does tell me that they finished what they started.
但它确实告诉我们从哪里开始，从哪里结束。
It tells us that the work was complete.
它告诉我们这整个工作是完成了。
It tells us that there was no weakest link.
它告诉我们这里面没有任何的弱点。
It tells us that no matter where on the wall that you go, there is no place where your enemies can have access.
这也告诉我们，不管从哪一个地方、哪一个门，敌人都没有可以进来的地方。
And whether we're referring to an individual or we are referring to a church, there is no place along the wall where the enemy can get access into that church.
不管是对个人而言，或是对教会而言，它告诉我们没有一个地方敌人可以进来的。
Because the restoration has been complete all the way around.
因为这重建工作。整个在整个四周里面已经同步全部完成。
And even though it is a battle to get this work completed,
即使在这个过程里面有一些战斗
，Nehemiah had to change their strategy.
尼希米需要改变他的策略。
They had to get to a place where they had a weapon in one hand and a tool in the other.
他们在有一些地方，他需要一手有一个武器，一手有重建的工具。
It slowed the work down.
他会减缓这个工作时间。
But they got it done.
但是他完成了。
No matter what the enemy brings into your life, keep your eyes on the task. Finish the job.
不管在这个过程里面敌人对我们做什么样的攻击，让我们眼睛注视在这个工作上面来完成它。
Finish the thing that God has called us to.
完成神对我们的呼召的工作。
One of the things that I find in our generation is workers, Christian workers, who get discouraged and give up too easily.
在我观察许多世代里面，许多的工作者太容易放弃他们的工作。
The enemy's greatest tool.
敌人事实上是最好的工具。
Is the tool of discouragement.
是对我们上胆的最好的一个工具。
The early part of the rebuilding process, the enemy used psychological warfare to try to stop the work.
在重建工作一开始，敌人用我们的思想来做我们的攻击。
They tried to use fear and intimidation.
他用一些惧怕来攻击我们。
And then they increased it to physical threats.
然后他敌人将这个思想上的攻击提升到成为肉体的威胁。
What was Nehemiah's response?
尼希米是怎么样来回应的呢？
Our God will fight for us.
我们的神会为我们而战。
It wasn't Nehemiah's project.
这不是尼希米的工作。
It was God's project.
这是神的工作。
He just let Nehemiah have a part of the leadership.
他神只是让尼希米有参与成为领导的一个机会。
I don't know what God has in store for you over the next several years.
我不知道神在以后的数年里面要如何来重建我们每一个人。
But I'd like to challenge you this morning.
但我今天要向我们每一个人发出一个挑战。
That as you're considering what God would have you to focus on for 2009, 10, 11.
当我们思想神要我们在未来2010年的时候，要我们注视眼光注视什么地方的地方
？That you would ask the Lord of the Harvest, Lord, is there a gate in our wall that is burnt?
神会在我们这个里面做一个工。
Are there any gates in our wall that need to be restored?
在我们自己这个城墙里面有任何的门需要重建吗？
Are we living with the expectancy of his return?
我们是不是活在一个期待主再来的生活里面呢？
Do we have the ministry of the washing with water through the word?
我们是不是有一个水门来借得到将我们洗净的门？
Do we have the care and the follow-up?
我们是不是对人有一个关心的一个想法
？When I look at our own setting and I go through these gates, I came to the conclusion.
当我看到这个，回到这个这个门的时候，我得到一个结论。
I came to the conclusion. We have a lot of work to do.
我的结论就是我们有很多的工作需要做。
This is going to take us a while. Nehemiah did it in 52 days.
尼希米花了52天。
Rebuilding a physical wall.
来重建一个实体上的墙。
It is going to take us a little longer in the church.
它会花我们教会更多的一点时间。
You might be asking the question, Wendell, why don't you just share this with the leaders?
或许你会问一个问题，就是说为什么你不只是来分享这个信息跟领导的牧师。
And it is appropriate for the leaders.
这也是对领导的牧者是合适的。
But my goal in sharing this, the 10 gates with you this morning is so that you can see an overall picture of restoration.
但我与各位每一个弟兄姐妹分享的目的是说，我们可以有一个很大的看到。
And when your leaders take the time to prayerfully consider before the Lord what direction you would be taking in 2009.
当我们牧者在引导整个教会走向的时候，我们可以看到我们自己会被放在哪一个段落里面。
That if there's one or two or three gates or how many ever gates need work.
或许有一个、两个或者三个或更多的门需要被重建。
You can have the same community kind of attitude to say, let's work together.
我们可以有相同的一个看见一个想法来说，我们共同来造这个门。
Let's get rid of the dung.
让我们清除那些不洁净的。
Let's work with those who are walking through a valley.
让我们和一些正在经过低谷的人一起走过。
Let's go back into our church history and take a look at the principles that our founders lived by.
让我们一同来回想思考当年教会建立的时候的那些原则，最起初的原则是什么。
And when your leaders say, we believe before God that this is the direction we should go.
当我们的牧者告诉我们，我相信这个是神引导我们走的方向的时候，
that you as the congregation can say along with the leaders, I see the pattern, let's do it.
让我们所有的会众能够同口一声的跟我们的牧者说，我们同样看到这样的看见，让我们一同向前走。
My purpose in sharing this with you today is that you can have an image in your mind and your heart.
我跟各位分享这个信息的一个目的，就是让我们在我们的思想里面，在我们心里面有一个看见，一个想法。
We went through the 10 gates very quickly.
我们很快地走过了这十个门。
It's not an entertaining message.
这个不是一个好玩的、娱乐的信息。
But I trust that as you go away from this today, you can see an image in your mind and your heart of what God did through Nehemiah in Jerusalem.
但我相信，经过这十个门，我们可以看到神当年。如何用着尼希米来完成这十个门。
And that's a foreshadow of what God can and perhaps will do with you.
而这也是今天我们看到神可以在我们自己上面怎么做的一个缩影。
Did you notice that some of these are simply the ministry of the Holy Spirit?
你们有没有注意到有一些门只是圣灵的指示？
Sometimes the only thing we can do is say, God, I submit.
有时候我们就只能在神的面前说，是的，主啊，我降服。
I submit to your conviction.
我降服在你的名下。
I submit to your leadership.
我降服在你的领导之下。
If this was a real workshop, we would open it up for question and answer.
如果这个是真是一个执事的话，我们现在开始会有提问。
But I think we should draw it to a close here.
那我相信我们现在可能要来做一个结论。
You can take this and use it for 5 weeks or 10 weeks of Bible study.
你可以用这个来做五到十周的圣经的研讨。
There's much that you can study out of this.
在这里面有更深的、更多的，我们可以来思想与讨论。
I'd like to pray for you.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, it can be very easy for us to get excited about renewal and restoration.
天上父啊，这让我们很容易都能够感到很兴奋在重建与
真是重新起立的时候。
But perhaps lose sight of the direction that you would be taking us.
但或许在这种情况之下，反而会失去哦，你看到你在我们的引导的方向。
Lord, we thank you for using such a person as Nehemiah.
主，我们感谢你使用的尼希米。
For the fact that he has set such a wonderful example for us.
事实上，他在我们面前设立一个如此美好的一个榜样。
And that the work that he began and completed under the burden of your spirit.
哦，在圣灵你给他的负担的情况之下，他开始而且他完成了工作。
How much more can we do because of the presence of your spirit within our heart and life?
我们在你圣灵在我们的心中的里面的情况，我们能够做得更多。
Lord, we thank you for a picture of foundation.
主，我们也感谢你告让我们看见这个基根基的影子。
We thank you for a beautiful picture of where you're taking the church.
我们也感谢你让我们看见你要带领教会前往哪一个方向的一个美好的影子。
But we recognize it's not the end product.
但我们知道这不是一个最终的结果。
But it's a stepping stone.To using your church in end-time harvest.
或者这只是一个你要用着教会来做一个过程，来真是到最后收割的时候。
Lord, I bless my brothers and my sisters.
主啊，我来祝福我们的弟兄姐妹们。
With your love and your faithfulness.
借着你的爱与你的信实。
Lord, I pray you would encourage each and every person that is here, especially the leaders.
主啊，我求你真的是来激励。这里的每一个人，尤其是领导的牧者。
And Lord, even though that there have been attacks of the enemy upon them,
即使他们在旁边，他们有敌人的攻击。
Lord, that they can know that the work that God has called them to can be and will be finished.
让他们真知道主你呼召他们的工作是可以而且必要完成的。
I commit them into your hands in Jesus' precious name.
我完全仰赖交付在主你的手，祷告奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.